There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody asked me yesterday, Joe, hey, is this trip still on?
You're darn right.
And they asked me, they said, can I go? And I said, no.
What do you mean no?
I told them no. I told somebody no. Oh. I told them no. But then, I was laughing when I said it.
What are you gatekeeping the New Orleans
trip? Yeah, this isn't your trip.
I'm not gatekeeping.
We are commandeering this thing.
No, it was when they asked me. They said, are you still, can I get on the bus? And I was like, no.
Dude.
And they laughed.
All right, by the way, because I'm sure some people are wondering after the announcement we made at 11 that we're going to start our biggest giveaway as the mid.
In life.
Yeah, well, in the life of this midday show, starting tomorrow.
Biggest giveaway in life.
So it is this giveaway, and we'll tell you all the details tomorrow, so be tuned in. It's not about the Super Bowl trip. And you might be wondering. Eventually, we'll get to that.
I'm so excited about this, too.
The giveaway or the Super Bowl trip?
The giveway.
Me, too. It's going to be a great giveaway.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, everyone's going to love what we have to give away the next couple weeks here on the show. And everyone will love the Super Bowl trip if we can get there. Now, how we can help the Eagles get there by tomorrow, the trade deadline in the NFL. And, Hugh, I couldn't help but notice yesterday. In fact, before I even saw the facts on this, I texted Kyle. I was like, you know, I didn't see Bryce Huff on the field.
No, you know what's funny? I'm glad I didn't. Because we were talking about some of the prop bets that we were going to take yesterday. Boy, I'm glad I didn't take them.
Well, because you know why? Because
he didn't get the six
snaps yesterday.
Crazy.
For Bryce Huff. All right, let's hear from Sirianni after the game. What was going on? Why did Bryce Huff not play? Even the last drive, where it's a pass rush situation. They're not running the ball there. Why no Bryce Huff?
Was Bryce Huff healthy? And if so, what went into his limited usage?
You know, Bryce came off the field after walkthroughs. Again, won't talk too much about injuries, but you know, his hand was bothering him, and he was getting treatment in the locker room after warm ups, and so you know we were trying to protect him there.
What do you make of that,
man? Listen, Bryce Huff. I've been an advocate for Bryce Huff since he's been here. Man, that dog don't hunt.
Mm.
You are not in a position where you can allow your hand to keep you off the field, bro. That just sounds eerily fishy.
Well,
to me.
May I offer an alternative theory?
Okay,
because you said it's fishy, and I agree with it. It was fishy that he didn't really play yesterday. So Jeff McClain put this out this morning. Eagles defenseman Bryce Huff played just 6 of 54 defensive snaps.
Jeff McClain?
Yeah, and then he wrote this. It's fair to wonder, this is from McClain, it's fair to wonder if Huff is on the trade block ahead of Tuesday's trade deadline. So you're right, you can't let a hand keep you off the field.
But
if you're a team that doesn't want a player to get hurt because they want to trade him away, you can keep him off the field.
You think Jeff McClain like me, Joe?
Probably not.
We seen him in the building. He don't ever speak to nobody.
But he might be right on this.
That's what I was saying.
What do we think? Are they going to trade Bryce Huff tomorrow?
It might be. But where are you going to trade him to? The Jets?
Whoever take him.
The Jets?
I don't know.
The Jets might take him back.
Who's going to take him?
The Jets might take him back.
The contract is awful.
I agree.
I don't see.
Hugh.
He fell out of grace.
Dude, you don't
get 10 sacks by accident. I believe that. You don't get 10 sacks by accident, man. He can play. He just can't play here.
Does it not say a lot that on a defense that's now hitting their stride and getting better, and we're seeing improvements from like each individual player, that he's not one of them? Just stinks.
Because Coach Fangio is doing what's comfortable for him, in which I can't be mad at him for doing that. Can't be mad at him for doing what's working. Can't be mad. But at the same time, it's at the detriment of a guy they just gave $51 million to.
All right. This season, Bryce Huff has 8 tackles.
Yeah, that's not
8. He plays in the front seven.
That sounds like my stat line my last year.
When you were good and cooked.
Should do anything for us.
He was done. Put a fork in that kid.
For?
Yeah, what are we giving him all that money for?
Yeah, let's keep an eye on this one. I think the Eagles need to get a pass rusher by tomorrow, and I didn't anticipate one leaving. But you kept bringing this up, Hugh. You kept saying, well, if you bring a pass rusher in, who you
taking the snaps for?
Well, I think we got our answer yesterday because they didn't give any snaps to Bryce Huff. We'll see when Sirianni speaks today. Any update on the injury front with both A.J. Brown, who we heard this morning avoided major injury, but we'll see, and the Huff thing. I mean, if he's hurt, he's hurt, right? Then that would make some sense. But if he's not that hurt, six snaps, something's going on.
On AJ, I did see the pro football doctor on Twitter say very limited missed time, very limited. He seems to be optimistic about AJ's injury.
Now, here's the issue, though. Even with limited missed time, they have two games in the span of 4 days starting on Sunday.
How limited is the real question?
Right.
One game, maybe.
But that means
the Dallas game.
He's got to play the next Thursday, though, right? If it's if it's like a 1.5-2 week injury, that could mean two division games. So.
If you can get him to 100% by Thursday, you hold him out against Dallas.
Of course.
Yeah.
The Commanders game matters way more.
Yeah,
I know
does.
We're conditioned to say you had to beat the Cowboys.
Especially if Cooper Rush is in there.
That's true. Eagles are big favorites early on the week.
For the Brown bye.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Brown bye. Yeah, a little bye for Brown. 215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, let's see where the people came down today on the Twitter poll. Hugh, what's your guess on where more people came down? What hits you more from yesterday's game? Happy with the win or annoyed with Sirianni?
Oh, annoyed with Sirianni. Oh, no question about that. I live in Philadelphia.
You're back.
I know the finger. What was I about to say it wrong? I got my finger on the pulse.
Yeah, you know
the
finger.
That's why I paused for a minute because I'm like, I'm about to screw this up.
How about that D, baby?
I would say this was probably, I'm going to say close to 70%.
You are you're close. So 62%, their biggest takeaway was they're annoyed with Sirianni, 38% happy with
that. No, but WIP is, we're always the negative ones.
No, man, listen. They won the game. This fan base, man, I can hear the boos on my radio. Shout out to Marilyn Mike. I can hear when you hear the boos
on your
radio.
They weren't saying coop?
No, they were booing.
What do you think of the coop?
That's pretty dope.
It's in the line of Hugh and Deuce.
That was pretty dope. By the way, hearing that the other night, I'm glad I did go out there on the field. Shout out to the Eagles for giving me a jacket. I gave it back. Brian, if you listen, I put the jacket back where you handed it to me.
Did they give you a Hugh when they announced your name as one of the Hall of Famers?
Wow.
Let's go.
It was pretty cool, man. It was pretty cool.
That's got to be chills.
You
cried, too. He cried.
On the pregame show, he said he wasn't going
to. No, he did. He said he. Kind of shed a tear too, because it was an awesome moment, man, to be out there with Coach Ramil and my old teammates Brian and both Brians, I should say. And it was pretty cool to be out there, man, and to see him and how much that moment meant to him. Yeah, it was. Trey was crying though.
Wow,
Trey was out there boo-hooing. So yeah, it was pretty cool to see, man.
I never thought about how much sometimes Hugh has to slum it. Like yesterday, you got to spend the day on the field with Eagles Hall of Famers, and then you got to talk football with Kyle and I. I mean, that's a big difference.
You know what? And I, even though a lot of times in the meeting, me and Kyle do not see eye to eye. I respect.
That doesn't sound like me.
I respect his opinion because he is the voice of the fan most times. But I think today he was more the voice of Coach Sirianni because he has skin in the game.
Well,
or hair.
Because the hair. Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We've lost Kyle when it comes
to do with it.
We've lost Kyle in the Sirianni conversation.
Yeah,
he's all Sirianni.
We should start doing outtakes of the morning or the morning talks and to see what's going on, because Joe is usually the voice of reason in those.
He's trying to
figure out what we're going.
I'm just trying to keep everyone locked in because Kyle's yelling. You're in whatever planet you're in. I'm just trying to figure it out.
No, I was pretty good.
No, you
were
locked in today.
Well, yeah, because I finally got my bed.
He was kind of pissed. I could sense.
Well, you know why? Because listen, the one thing that I do not like to do is be late for work. I just hate especially being African American. Being late for work is not where the wheelhouse that I want to be living in. That's not, because, I don't. So this morning, I had to be a little late because the mattress people took their suite. Every other morning, they want to come early. But this morning, they want to come late.
We were just happy you made it at the time you did, because when you said you were still home at a certain time, I was like, I don't know what time
it's going
to get.
No, yeah, because I'm
but
sitting
you actually
there,
made good time.
No, you know what's funny about my commute? The later I leave, the easier to commute.
Oh, you wait. So all the traffic was gone.
If I leave, but I don't want to, again, don't want to take that chance. I left like 20 minutes later than I normally leave.
And it worked out.
And it worked out, but still, you know, just don't like to be that, you know, that whole thing.
So do the Eagles, then the people in the Hall of Fame, do they know that you're on your way out of the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, that you're losing sacks week by week?
Because every week I come with these spicy takes that y'all just can't handle.
Well, he loses the sack.
I have these spicy takes that are fire.
Yeah, if they knew the truth.
This fire Jack Daniels.
Yeah, well, this is good stuff. If they knew the truth that you didn't think defense mattered that much anymore. Meanwhile, our defense has turned this whole season around. Eric and Ben Salem, what's up, Eric?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Eric?
Hey, I just had some comments about Sirianni and everybody. They're on him a little bit about it. So maybe he's making some of these dumb decisions to see what is going to happen for the future. So he's making them against bad teams. So when he goes against a good team, he knows, hey,
crazy
I can't
like
make
a
that.
Fox. See? Crazy like a fox.
Oh, he's the, you think this is like chess, not checkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's playing the long game because later on down the road, he gets playing the Lions. He sees something. You know, oh, man, I can't do that because the package I got out there ain't going to work. I can't run that play. Look, some of the greatest pitchers in baseball would throw guys meatballs during the season to see what they were going to do. So later on, they throw them this, you know, they expect them the meatball. They get a slider or something, can't hit it out the park. So, I mean, there could be some stuff going on with him of why he's doing stuff.
There's a method to his madness.
Off the wall.
There's method.
So, Eric, I actually don't think it's a crazy theory. I think you could be right. Like, trying to see what his team could do, right? Like, what can I trust him in this spot? Are we as successful at the tush push as we used to be? Eric, I'm cool with that, but like we're this close to two losses because of it, right? The New Orleans game, they won it in the last minute, and then yesterday they saved it in the last minute. So I'm cool with the idea, but we got to be careful we don't lose games along the ride here.
Well, I mean, true, but you know, like everybody talks about trust for the players and trust for the team. Like, you know, I don't think maybe he didn't have any feeling that he was in trouble because the defense was playing well. That hey, I can do this, and my defense, you know, has got my back. And all that. So it's trust on both ways. My offense is going to get it done. Oh, well, hey, they didn't get it done. Well, now my defense has got to get it done. But, I mean, I just think he's playing more long game than just making dumb stuff.
You know what this is. You know what you're doing, Eric? Can I help you out?
Yeah.
You're coping. Eric.
No, maybe.
Eric. Hey, let me holler at you, man. Get on the couch real quick, Eric. You're coping right now. Like, just you see what it is, but you don't want to believe what it is. So, Eric, we're gonna do this. Well, I'm your therapist now. tell me exactly how you're feeling about what Coach Sirianni did, Eric. What did he exactly do?
Yeah. I'm not a fan of his decision making, but I guess I'm trying to validate it a little bit and have a different perspective and give him credit for being a decent coach and not just come down on him like, oh, you're just a big old dummy.
You know what we just did, Eric? We had a breakthrough. Eric, we had a breakthrough. Now, doesn't that make you feel better?
Yeah, they're winning games. So yeah, that's it.
And Eric, you know what? What we're going to do in this situation, two things can be true at the same time. So what we're going to do is we're going to take these wins. We can question whether or not the coach is sane. We can do that. But we can take these wins, and we can get ready to go to Louisiana because that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to go ahead, and every week, if he does something boneheaded, I'm going to call it out. But at the same time, I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth, and I'm going to say, whatever the record is that week, it's okay. Eric, it's all right.
Good phone call. I hope he feels better. It sounds like he did.
No, he did. We had a breakthrough. Yeah. I'm here for you, Eric. And if you need to call and talk to me any other time, dog, I got you. I'm here for you.
There's a lot of coping going on here.
No, it is because I can hear it. I heard it because, you know, I do that. When I'm riding in and, like, yesterday, I'm like, damn, how am I? They lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars. What I'm going to say tomorrow?
Yeah.
But then they won, and it's like, still wasn't a great. They won, but I mean, it don't feel great.
After the haircut I got Friday, a lot was going through my head Sunday.
No, a lot was going through your head when your hair was laying on the ground right here at that chair.
No, actually, nothing was going.
You know, people like to say there's a method to madness. Sometimes, guys, there's just madness. And yesterday we had some madness. I'm not sure if there was really a method to it. 215-592.
It's all a part of being Eagles fan.
94-94. All right, your phone call's coming up on the Eagles Sirianni decision making. You can react to him beating Kelsey from Saturday, and our takes from the rest of the NFL coming up at 1:30, including what Jerry Jones is saying about their joke of a Cowboys team.
What have I done to deserve this?
And all your calls. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with your friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield for pork. Nothing beats Hatfield pork for game days. I got so excited I said it too fast. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon to ground pork and sausage, Hatfield has all your game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo or bacon-wrapped tater tots and bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes and to find a store near you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Find your flavor with Hatfield.
Ain't no stopping us, Hugh. Well, maybe Nick Sirianni stopped us. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as the Eagles win 28-23. They were up 22-0. And that's why a lot of people's takeaway today is, what did the head coach do with all of those decisions? At one point, you count it up. You're like, did he take 9 points off the board? Your reaction there, the Kelce thing, the Embiid thing from Saturday. And, of course, we'll get to some NFL takeaways coming up at the bottom of the hour. Marple Mack in Malvern. Hey, Marple Mack.
Hey, this is, I told Kyle, mm-hmm. and he wanted me to, we're bashing the coach, and he should be. You know, this gets back to those letters that I sent him. Could anybody ask him whether he got them and read them?
You know, I'm going to text Elliot right now, because I know that Sirianni speaks today. So Elliot usually gets that first question in. I'll ask Elliot if he can ask him about the Marple Mack letters.
I would love to know, because I wrote him four of them. And the return card came back, and I'm sure if he would have implemented even some of that stuff, he wouldn't have made those lame brain decisions that he made there.
Oh, I mean, you got to be right on that. Yeah, I mean, I would think if he read anything of any of intelligence the last year, he wouldn't have. And we know he has. I mean, he reads leadership books. I hope he read your letters. You would think he would think differently in these games here, Marple.
And the last call that I made, I wanted to tell you when you were rating the quarterbacks.
Yes.
I agree. I couldn't agree with him more the way he ranked them. And a question to you: does that change now after this game? You,
our NFC quarterback? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I think we hit that list spot. We were pretty close to spot on. Kirk played well again. He was on your list. Stafford played well. Yeah. He was on my list. Marple Mack, good call.
Jalen played decent.
Jalen stays in the top five in the NFC.
Yeah.
Goff played well again as the Lions win again. We'll get to more.
Yeah, we just got to get Purdy off that list.
No, I'm good with it.
That's the first time Marple Mack kind of acknowledged that I was sitting here.
I think he made a concerted effort this time. No, he called me Kyle instead of the screener.
Yeah, he
addressed you.
Yeah,
he's growing.
We're a big family now, us and Marple Mack. I agree with him. If he read his letters, he has better in-game decisions. I mean, that to me is a clear correlation there.
It's amazing how we went back to square one. We went back to the Britney Spears debacle. Just like in one day, one game.
Yeah, and I wonder by tonight at 6 if we find out, did Howard Eskin clip his hair to look like Sirianni?
Did you see the video he sent, like pretending? Dude, that's like the number 5 guard. That's the biggest guard you could put on there. You ain't fooling nobody, man.
Oh,
you're talking to a dude that's bald. I know what the number 1 is, the 0, the 1.
That's not
a
0.
That's not the 0. That's like the 5 or the 6. Come on, man.
Yeah,
bald. I've been bald a long time. This ain't my first rodeo. He gonna put the number 6 guard on there, and then the young lady with the, like, he's gonna put it. She cut the Clippers. I'm like, dude, that's a 6.
Yeah, it was a staged video. For
you know
sure.
what I mean? That was a 6.
Is anyone surprised?
If you want to impress somebody, King, take the guard off. Take off the governor, and then put the Clippers to your head.
Look, not too many people around here show the full commitment in the way that I do.
Nah.
To my head coach. That's who I've never wavered on for
an
instant.
Not a second.
Is that what we're going with today?
Yes. Yeah.
Today we're straight up lying.
And you try to say I speak with a
rock, rock steady back here.
Yep.
Okay.
That hand's been steady about Sirianni the whole time.
All right, dude. My beer is safe, though. I want to let y'all know that.
Oh, no, it's not. That
it is.
No, that was a 15-point performance yesterday.
No.
Yeah.
What did the score say?
23.
No, don't matter how they got them.
No,
they
that's
got
not the deal. The defense allowed 15 points.
No,
in that
the
game.
Defense. The no, defense. No. They scored 23 points.
No, you're
I don't
wrong.
Remember anything.
No, you're not. Nah. The Jags defense scored on that fumble.
Nope.
Okay, excuse me, guys. I'm going to check the.
You're not
Hugh,
weaseling out of this. With
Hugh
the, with
Douglas,
the,
2024 Eagles mm-hmm. defensive tracker. I just want to see what was said there. Yeah, it was put. I the way it was framed to me was that defense that touchdown did not count.
Here's the stipulation. If the Eagles defense can hold opponents to 17 or less points
defense,
per game.
Defense.
The defense. That's key.
You're in
big
trouble.
Points.
And this week they're probably going to play Cooper Rush.
I ain't worried about it.
Down
ain't got
the
no
stretch
words.
Of the season.
Oh, you're in big trouble.
They get to see Chase Young and Daniel Jones.
That was
you're
not a good.
No, I'm good.
That
I'm
was
good,
not
though.
A good result for your beard yesterday.
No, that was a great result for that 23 points.
Worst result yesterday for Sirianni or the beard?
Oh,
for Sirianni.
I don't know, man.
No.
I'm not sure about that.
23 points.
It was 15, Hugh.
How many points? Let's say this without the bet in mind. Just answer the question. How many points did the Eagles' defense allow yesterday?
Go ahead, Hugh.
I refuse. I feel like I'm being attacked.
He's bleeding.
I asked a very simple question.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
Right, yeah, you are.
I don't like the line. This line of questioning. I don't like it.
You want your lawyer here?
Yeah, I do. I do. I want HR. I feel like this is an HR.
That'd be a good new bit. We each get lawyers in here. We're uncomfortable. My lawyer will answer this one. Raji's in Delaware. Hey, Raji. Raji?
Moment too big.
Hey, Raji, what's up?
Moment's too big for me. What's going on, man?
Hey, hi, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, Raji. What's up?
Hey, I met you guys at Klondike Cape in Delaware.
Oh, yes. Raji, I remember meeting you. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. I didn't get a chance to watch the entire game. But just talk about Hurts a little bit. I know he's playing really well the last 3-4 games. I really like his, deep balls that he throws.
Those are deep balls.
I'm more concerned about his short to intermediate throws. Sometimes when you watch, he goes back and he holds the ball a little long.
Mm-hmm.
Then he tries to scramble a little bit and try to make something happen. Now, I know in the NFL, those are the money throws, you know what I mean? Especially in critical games, especially in the playoffs and stuff. I want us to be in that elite
Raji
level.
What you over there doing, man? You're breathing awfully heavy. What you doing? You on a treadmill?
I'm just doing some chores around the house, man.
I'm looking at the freeze.
Okay.
He's busy, man. He's doing all sorts of things.
He's doing a lot of heavy breathing.
Man, I was lifting the TV.
TV.
He sounds like Daryl Morey.
Well, you picking up a TV, Roger?
He's a young man to be breathing all heavy like that, though. You're too young for that, man.
Oh, so is Daryl Morey.
Big-ass, big TV, 65-inch.
Oh, that is a big TV.
TVs aren't even that heavy anymore. Now, why are you breathing so heavy,
though? Are you mounting that or are you putting it on a stand?
No, I'm trying to get rid of it. Take it to the recycling center.
Oh, would you get a new TV or you're done with TVs?
Yeah, it's broke, so I'm trying to get it out of the house.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Raji, listen, man, good hearing from you, and it's good calling Hurts. I thought yesterday, I think it's progressing. I mean, I think the last 2 weeks feel like the best he's played. I agree that Giants game was very choppy, even though his numbers were fine, and we can point to the last 4 weeks, no turnovers. I thought yesterday he threw the ball well. Now, the 4th-and-3 to AJ, where there was incomplete early, I thought he needed to rip it more. He kind of
sailed it.
A little bit. Well, it was like it wasn't enough.
He put no mustard on it.
He needed more mustard. I have that in my notes. More mustard on that one. But some of the throws he had yesterday, the one to Saquon front corner of the end zone early in the game, that's a great throw.
Mm-hmm.
The one to Devontae, that's a great throw. I mean, he made some good throws yesterday.
I have no problem with the way he's playing. He even overcame some bad play calling. If that's what you want to say, he overcame some bad play calling to do some really good things yesterday.
Yeah, I feel good about where Jalen is. This is the best I felt about him in a long time. Derek in Paoli. What's up, Derek?
What's going on, fellas?
Derek, what's up, buddy?
Yo, listen. The Kelsey with Embiid thing, man. Y'all, it's like you saw the video with Kelsey, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
of course.
You didn't see the video with Embiid, right?
Right.
But your eyes are still telling you that, like, when he's like, oh, Kelsey showed tremendous restraint. Where? Right? Where?
Well, he got shoved to the ground at one point, right?
That would have – that all bets would have been off at that point, Derek. I hear what you're saying about the phone. He threw the phone down.
Yeah, but he grabbed the phone first, though, right?
Yeah, when the situation escalated, he'd show restraint in that moment. That's what I was talking about.
Okay, so my whole thing is it escalated – he grabbed the phone, so that's escalation right there. Like, we're talking about Jason Kelsey didn't go to Ohio State. He didn't go to Penn State, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if he thinks that he's just...
Oh, your phone, dude. Your phone is doing something.
That you can't... You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait a minute. What you say again, Derek? I couldn't hear.
He's not Taylor Swift, right? So he didn't go to Penn State, Ohio State, like all that kind of stuff. So he walking around doing this tour and doing all that. Everybody's not going to be a fan of yours, bro. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm sure you've been like, you suck and you're this and you're that. Yeah, you got to let that go. Like, if he's walking with his wife or something like that, and one of them kids is yelling out some stuff to his wife, I would back him. But because somebody refers to your brother as whatever the dude said, that doesn't warrant you grabbing a phone and throwing it. Just like with Embiid. And we ain't see the video, but we all know that you can't be going around like shoving a reporter. No matter what he said. Now, Embiid stood on it, though. He said, like, if you say it again, I'll deal with it later.
Yeah.
So I respect that part. I wait to hear Kelsey's reaction to it and all that. But I just feel like we kind of put Kelsey in a whole different stratosphere than a lot of other people in Philly. And it's like, he's a retired player, bro. It's not like he just came in the league and da-da-da-da-da.
No, he is in a different stratosphere, D. Yeah, he is in a different stratosphere. No question about that.
Hold him accountable for that, though, right? He should be out here representing and showing these younger cats how to do it, not grabbing phones and throwing them and all that beer chugging and all that. Like, come on, man. Leave that for the kids, man.
No, I mean, I hear you.
So, Derek, to your point, I don't think you're wrong. I think in retrospect, you think about it now, he shouldn't have taken the guy's phone.
First and foremost.
Yeah.
But again, I think I know you and I've been around you. Dude, it's only so much a man going to take when somebody just yelling and screaming at you like that. I understand.
That's my whole point, though. If you're going to say Embiid, you can't be putting hands on people, you can't be doing that. You got to treat them the same exact way.
Well, so I agree, but I got you. But I do think there is a difference, even though both we could say are wrong, between taking someone's phone, slamming it down, breaking property, whatever, and he shouldn't have done that, and putting your hands on someone. I think there's a difference.
And there's history there. Those two guys, that's history.
Though, right?
No, but it's, we didn't see a video of Embiid and Marcus.
We don't know what.
Well, but it was reported.
It could have just been some little. A lot of stuff get reported that don't really be actually what really, really happened. So I just feel like we don't know how hard he shoved him. We don't know nothing. But we're still like, well, it's only so much. Like, you don't know what Embiid did to that guy. And that's a grown man. Marcus Hayes is a grown man. Like, that little kid right there, he was a drunk little college kid, man. Come on, man.
Come on, but
like
D, he was a drunk college kid who had them beer muscles that felt that he had a shot at whooping Kelsey's ass.
Listen, like I said, if you want to talk about one, you gotta treat him the same way, bro. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Like they.
No,
both
I hear you.
I get you. I think ultimately, Derek, we preached the call. Ultimately, both could have handled it better than they did. Neither handled it to the point where it's like this is the worst thing we've ever seen. Like no one got punched. No one's in the hospital. But they both could have handled things better. I anticipate Jason Kelsey's going to offer some sort of, hey, I could be better in that situation. I don't know. You want to call an apology?
Yeah,
I don't know.
He needs security.
He probably does.
He needs security.
Yeah. I mean,
But somebody just brought it to my attention that, you know, it is kind of ironic that, you know, you grab the guy's phone and you break it. And then when he pushed you, you didn't do nothing, though. I mean,
that's where he realized, like, I got to stop right now before this is a big deal.
But at that point, I didn't cross the line. I'm pushing on. Well, you know me, Joe. I'm pushing on.
I thought you guys, aren't you the one saying I need to represent the Sixers and all that? You're going to give that advice?
No, I'm saying.
You're the PR guy?
I'm not about to put myself in that situation. I'm not friendly when I go out like that. I'm not about to be cockeyed and kick-in all in folks' face. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you the nice high, and I'm going to give you, be like, hey, dog, back up off me. I'm going to give you that. Mm. And if you don't heed to those warnings, then I'm gonna go ahead and push them chips to the middle of the table. I'm not about to do all that back and forth. I mean, you know, I'm too old to be doing that, man. Too old for that.
I think Kelsey needed to high road that kid entirely. Just walk away.
I agree with you. Yeah, I don't think.
I wouldn't have grabbed the phone.
I don't think either of them handled the situations
no,
like they
you
should.
Can't
have.
You can't let it escalate to something physical.
But Marcus
like that.
Knew. You cannot tell me that Marcus Hayes, calling him by his government name, didn't know exactly what was going to happen when he walked in that locker room.
So I agree with you on that. Also, let's not pretend that Joel didn't do what he did Friday to get the reaction out of Marcus.
Yeah, he did, because Marcus wanted all the smoke at that point.
Joel brought it to the table Friday. He knew Marcus is going to show up at some point again. He covers the team sometimes, right?
I think confronting him, I think, is fine. It's justifiable, even.
Words.
Right. It can't get to the physical point.
I'm not the only one that acts childish from time to time.
Well, everyone does.
Yeah, Marcus, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
All right, let's go to Mark. Actually, first, let's hit the NFL stuff, all right? So then we'll go back to the phone lines here. NFL Week 9. Hugh, what hit you the most yesterday? As there was a lot of big games around the NFL. There were some in the last games, obviously, it's tonight before the NFL trade deadline tomorrow. The biggest thing for me is that Lions-Packers game wasn't even close.
Uh-huh.
And that was supposed. If you're going to get Detroit, the whole thing is you get them outdoors, right? They're better in a dome. The Lions look like the outside team, and the Packers look like the dome team. That wasn't even a close game. They beat them up. They took the ball away. Hugh, the NFC goes through Detroit. Like everything we do from now on, as paying attention to the Eagles.
Yeah, Detroit Lions look for real.
It's the prism is we got to find a way to beat Detroit. They're the best team.
Yeah, man. You know, it's funny that Detroit a few years ago. was probably the laughing stock of the NFL.
They were.
And they were talking about Coach Campbell biting ankles and everything. He got that team playing well right now, man. But to me, the conversation has to be, it was yesterday, the play of Saquon Barkley. And outside of the fact that he fumbled and everything, that phenomenal play, the backwards booty jump, to leap over everybody, that's something that I get. This will probably be the second time in what, 3 weeks that he's gotten a scepter from Angry Runs? Because you gotta imagine that he's gonna get the crown for Angry Runs this week again.
He probably will.
The running game is alive and well, and it's coming back to the NFL, man.
Well, Derrick Henry and Saquon, that's a good takeaway. What would you take away from yesterday's game, Kyle? Yesterday's games across the NFL?
Well, the Cowboys are done. They've been done for, I think, a few weeks now.
Well, now they have injuries on top of that, just not being good right now. So they're down. So the look-ahead line on Eagles and Cowboys before yesterday started was Eagles -2.5 for this coming week. It's now Eagles -6.5. I think that tells a story about Dak.
Yeah, it feels like Dak's not playing.
Yeah.
What did you say to say Dak?
Yeah.
Everything's fine, though, over there.
Sure.
In case you didn't know.
Oh, is Jerry Jones talking?
Jerry does.
What does he got?
Really regret this for all of our Dallas Cowboy fans. I will tell you this, that I've been around. I've seen Michael Irvin tear up and cry when he couldn't lose anybody because he's just recovering from knee surgery. Yet his ass came back and led a team to 3 Super Bowls. I know you can be there if you're there. That room's full of guys that can get it done. I believe in them, coaches and all.
You have got to be smoking something.
Jerry still believes.
Still believes.
As his team is 3-5. The other part of the season, right, is teams officially quitting and firing people. So the Saints fired Dennis Allen today. Boy, they should have done that in the offseason. And the Raiders fire their whole offensive staff. So we're getting to that point of the season here where the bad teams, they know they're bad now.
Yeah, they're starting to separate themselves. They're like, we're gonna fish and cut bait on this one.
Yep.
Getting rid of this. Dead weight.
Commanders did win yesterday again, so that there's the Eagles' challenge there is not going to get any easier. They're gonna have to earn it, because I don't think the Commanders are going to lose a lot of games on their own. Like, the Eagles are going to have to beat them, Hugh, when they play them twice.
Yeah, it's gonna be exciting, man. Please just let this thing stay the way, and we get AJ healthy so that we can get that matchup that we all need. Maybe we get Flex back into a late game. Can that happen?
They can't Flex Thursdays out.
No, it's already a Thursday game, right?
Yeah.
No.
So they can't flex it.
Yeah.
So what I mean is they can't flex it from Thursday to Saturday. No, or Sunday. No, we got a Thursday game against the Commanders. All right, let's grab Mark at Cherry Hill. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller.
We appreciate you, Mark. What are you thinking?
Well, I was appreciating the comments today about Sirianni's use of analytics. And, I have to – the thing that really bothered me about his coaching yesterday when you have the chance to go up 3 scores in the first half with 17 points and the other team's doing nothing against you. The one thing I didn't hear talked about, and I might have missed it, was the disregard for the risk of injury to the people on that play. I mean, at that point, if we were talking today about losing Jalen Hurts for the season with an ACL or Achilles tear for a lousy point on a 2-point conversion, we wouldn't be talking on the radio. We'd probably be down at the link with pitchforks and torches. So,
Mark, that's a really good point. And I'll add to your point. The whole thing has a cumulative effect. Like, people have said today, well, they won, so none of this stuff really matters. Well, the fact that the game was close late, they had to keep pushing, right? That's more rushes for Saquon. If they're up 2 or 3 scores, the backups are on the field. So, yeah, they got out of it. But you're right, Mark. The more games we play like this, the more... it's like it's extra plays that are not necessary.
Correct. And if you lose another offensive lineman, I mean, what would we be? Sirianni wouldn't have been the coach in the fourth quarter at that point. Either Laurie would have come down from his box, fired him then, and just elevated Kellen Moore, who I hope is going to take that job before we lose him to another team.
Yeah, there's a risk attached. Mark, it's a good phone call, man. We appreciate it. There's a risk attached to when you do it. Like, you could jump out to a bigger lead and kind of put the game away, or you could force yourself into a tighter game down the stretch. 215-592-9494. We'll squeeze as many calls as we can into the next segment before we hand it over to the afternoon show. And we got to get into something. It's kind of what our last call alluded to, a play that was automatic and didn't feel that way anymore. We'll talk about it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Maybe Nick Sirianni stopped us. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as the Eagles win 28-23. They were up 22-0. And that's why a lot of people's takeaway today is, what did the head coach do with all those decisions? At one point, you count it up. You're like, did he take 9 points off the board? Your reaction there, the Kelsey thing, the Embiid thing from Saturday. And, of course, we'll get to some NFL takeaways coming up at the bottom of the hour. Marple Mack in Malvern. Hey, Marple Mack.
Hey, this is, I told Kyle, and he wanted me to, we're bashing the coach, and he should be. You know, this gets back to those letters that I sent him. Could anybody ask him whether he got them and read them?
You know, I'm going to text Elliot right now, because I know that Sirianni speaks today. So Elliot usually gets that first question in. I'll ask Elliot if he can ask him about the Marple Mack letters.
I would love to know, because I wrote him 4 of them. And the return card came back, and I'm sure if he would have implemented even some of that stuff, he wouldn't have made those lame brain decisions that he made there.
Oh, I mean, you got to be right on that. Yeah, I mean, I would think if he read anything of any of intelligence the last year, he wouldn't have. And we know he has. I mean, he reads leadership books. I hope he read your letters. You would think he would think differently in these games here, Marple.
And the last call that I made, I wanted to tell you, when you were rating the quarterbacks.
Yes.
I agree. I couldn't agree with him more the way he ranked them. And a question to you: does that change now after this game? You,
the our NFC the quarterback? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I think we hit that list spot. We were pretty close to spot on. Kirk played well again. He was on your list. Stafford played well. Yeah. He was on my list. Marple Mack, good call.
Jalen played decent.
Jalen stays in the top 5 in the NFC.
Yeah.
Yeah, Goff played well again as the Lions win again. We'll get to more.
Yeah, we just got to get Purdy off that list.
No, I'm good with it.
That's the first time Marple Mack kind of acknowledged that I was sitting here.
I think he made a concerted effort this time. No, he called me Kyle instead of the screener.
Yeah,
he addressed you.
Yeah,
he's growing.
We're a big family now, us and Marple Mack. I agree with him. If he read his letters, he has better in-game decisions. I mean, that to me is a clear correlation there.
It's amazing how we went back to square one. We went back to the Britney Spears debacle. Just like in one day, one game.
Yeah, and I wonder by tonight at 6 if we find out, did Howard Eskin clip his hair to look like Sirianni?
Did you see the video he sent, like pretending? Dude, that's like the number 5 guard. That's the biggest guard you can put on there. You ain't fooling nobody, man.
Oh,
you're talking to a dude that's bald. I know what the number 1 is, the 0, the 1.
That's not a
0. That's not the 0. That's like the 5 or the 6. Come on, man.
Yeah,
bald. I've been bald a long time. This ain't my first rodeo. He gonna put the number 6 guard on there, and then the young lady with the, like, he's gonna put it. She cut the clippers. I'm like, dude, that's a 6.
Yeah, it was a staged video. For
you know
sure.
what
yeah.
I mean? That was a 6.
Is anyone surprised?
If you want to impress somebody, King, take the guard off. Take off the governor, and then put the clippers to your head.
Look, not too many people around here show the full commitment in the way that I do.
Nah.
To my head coach. That's who I've never wavered on for
not an instant. Not a second.
Is that what we're going with today?
Yes. Yeah.
Today we're straight up lying.
And you try to say I speak with a friend.
Rock steady back here.
Okay.
That hand's been steady about Sirianni the whole time.
All right, dude. My beer is safe, though. I want to let y'all know that.
Oh, no, it's not. Yeah, that was it is. No, that hold was up, a 15-point
no,
performance
no,
yesterday.
No.
Yeah.
What did the score say?
No,
Don't matter how they got them.
No,
they
that's
got
not the deal. The defense allowed 15 points.
No,
in that
the
game.
Defense. The no, defense. No. They scored 23 points.
No, you're
I don't remember
wrong.
Anything.
No, you're not. Uh-huh. The Jags defense scored on that fumble.
Nope.
Okay, excuse me, guys. I'm going to check the.
You're not
Hugh,
weaseling out of this. With
Hugh
the, with
Douglas, 2024 Eagles defensive tracker. I just want to see what was said there. Yeah, it was put. I the way it was framed to me was that defense that touchdown did not count.
Here's the stipulation. If the Eagles defense can hold opponents to 17 or less points
defense,
per game.
Defense.
The defense. That's key.
You're in big trouble.
Points.
And this week they're probably going to play Cooper Rush.
I ain't worried about it.
Down
got no
the
words.
Stretch of the season.
Oh, you're in big trouble.
They get to see Chase Young and Daniel Jones.
That was
you're
not a good.
No, I'm good.
That
I'm
was
good,
not
though.
A good result for your beard yesterday.
No, that was a great result for that 23 points.
Worst result yesterday for Sirianni or the beard?
Oh, for Sirianni.
I don't know, man.
Nah.
I'm not sure about that.
23 points.
It was 15, Hugh.
How many points? Let's say this without the bet in mind. Just answer the question. How many points did the Eagles' defense allow yesterday?
Go ahead, Hugh.
I refuse. I feel like I'm being attacked.
He's playing
it's a very simple question.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
Right, yeah, you are.
I don't like the line. This line of questioning.
Trouble.
I don't like it.
You want your lawyer here?
Yeah, I do. I do. I want HR. I feel like this is an HR.
That'd be a good new bit. We each get lawyers in here. We're going to come to
lawyer let,
my lawyer will answer this one. Raji's in Delaware. Hey, Raji. Raji?
Moment too big.
Hey, Raji, what's up?
Too big for me. What's going on, man?
Hey, hi, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, what's Raji. Up, what's up?
Hey, I met you guys at Klondike Cakes in Delaware.
Oh, yes. Raji, I remember meeting you. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. I didn't get a chance to watch the entire game, but just talk about Hurts a little bit. I know he's playing really well the last 3-4 games. Really like his, you know, deep ball that he throws.
Those are deep balls.
You know, I'm more concerned about, like, his short to intermediate throws. You know, sometimes when you watch, he goes back and he holds the ball a little long.
Mm-hmm.
Then he tries to scramble a little bit and try to make something happen. Now, I know in the NFL, you know, those are the money throws, you know what I mean? Especially in critical games, especially in the playoffs and stuff. You know, I want us to be in that elite
Raji, what you over there doing, man? You breathing awfully heavy. What you doing? You on a treadmill?
I'm just doing some chores around the house, man.
I'm looking at the freezer.
Okay.
He's busy, man. He's doing all sorts of things.
He's doing a lot of heavy breathing.
Man, I was lifting the TV.
TV.
He sounds like Daryl Morey.
Well, you're picking up a TV, Roger?
He's a young man to be breathing all heavy like that, though. You're too young for that, man.
Well, so is Daryl Morey.
Big TV, 65-inch.
Oh, that is a big TV.
TVs aren't even that heavy anymore. Why are you breathing so heavy,
though? Are you mounting that or are you putting it on a stand?
Now I'm trying to get rid of it. Take it to the recycling center.
Oh, would you get a new TV or you're done with TVs?
Yeah, it's broke, so I'm trying to get it out of the house.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Raji, listen, man, good hearing from you, and it's good calling Hurts. I think it's progressing. I mean, I think the last 2 weeks feel like the best he's played. I agree that Giants game was very choppy, even though his numbers were fine, and mm-hmm. we could point to the last 4 weeks, no turnovers. I thought yesterday he threw the ball well. Now, the 4th-and-3 to AJ, where there was incomplete early, I thought he needed to rip it more. He kind of
sailed it.
Yeah, well, it was like it wasn't enough.
He put no mustard on it.
He needed more mustard. I have that in my notes. More mustard on that one. But some of the throws he had yesterday, the one to Saquon front corner of the end zone early in the game, that's a great throw.
Mm-hmm.
The one to Devontae, that's a great throw. I mean, he made some good throws yesterday.
I have no problem with the way he's playing. He even overcame some bad play calling. If that's what you want to say, he overcame some bad play calling to do some really good things yesterday.
Yeah, I feel good about where Jalen is. This is the best I felt about him in a long time. Derek in Paoli. What's up, Derek?
What's going on, fellas?
Derek, what's up, buddy?
Joe, listen. The Kelsey with Embiid thing, man. Y'all, it's like you saw the video with Kelsey, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
of course. You didn't see the video with Embiid, right?
Right.
But your eyes are still telling you that, like, when Hugh's like, oh, Kelsey showed tremendous restraint. Where? Right? Where?
Well, he got shoved to the ground.
He got shoved to the ground at one point, right? That would have – all bets would have been off at that point, Derek. I hear what you're saying about the phone. He threw the phone down.
Yeah, but when he grabbed the phone first, though, right?
Yeah, when the situation escalated, he'd show restraint in that moment. That's what I was talking about.
Okay, so my whole thing is it escalated – he grabbed the phone, so that's escalation right there. Like, we're talking about Jason Kelsey didn't go to Ohio State. He didn't go to Penn State, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if he thinks that he's just...
Oh, your phone, dude. Your phone is doing something.
That you can't... You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait a minute. What you say again, Derek? I couldn't hear.
He's not Taylor Swift, right? So he didn't go to Penn State, Ohio State, like all that kind of stuff. So he walking around doing this tour and doing all that. Everybody's not going to be a fan of yours, bro. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm sure you've been, like, you suck and you're this and you're that. Yeah, you got to let that go. Like, he's walking with his wife or something like that, and one of them kids is yelling out some stuff to his wife. I would back him. But because somebody refers to your brother as whatever the dude said, that doesn't warrant you grabbing a phone and throwing it. Just like with Embiid. And we ain't see the video, but we all know that you can't be going around, like, shoving a reporter. No matter what he said. Now, Embiid stood on it, though. He said, like, if you say it again, I'll deal with it later.
Yeah.
So I respect that part. I wait to hear Kelsey's reaction to it and all that. But I just feel like we kind of put Kelsey in a whole different stratosphere than a lot of other people in Philly. And it's like, he's a retired player, bro. It's not like he just came in the league and da-da-da-da-da.
No, he is in a different stratosphere, D. Yeah, he is in a different stratosphere. No question about that.
Hold him accountable for that, though, right? He should be out here representing and showing these younger cats how to do it, not grabbing phones and throwing them and all that beer chugging and all that. Like, come on, man. Leave that for the kids, man.
No, I mean, I hear you. I hear you.
So Derek, to your point, I don't think you're wrong. I think in retrospect, you think about it now, he shouldn't have taken the guy's phone.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the first and foremost.
Yeah.
But again, dude, like, but Derek, I think I know you and I've been around you. Dude, it's only so much a man going to take when somebody just yelling and screaming at you like that. I understand.
That's my whole point, though. If you're going to say, Embiid, you can't be putting hands on people, you can't be doing that. You got to treat them the same exact way.
Well, so I agree, but I got you. But I do think there is a difference, even though both we could say are wrong, between taking someone's phone, slamming it down, breaking property, whatever, and he shouldn't have done that, and putting your hands on someone. I think there's a difference.
And there's history there. Those two guys, that's history.
Though, right?
No, but we didn't know. We didn't see a video of Embiid and Marcus. No. Well, but it was reported.
It could have just been some little – a lot of stuff get reported that don't really be – actually what really, really happened. So I just feel like we don't know how hard he shoved on. We don't know nothing. But we're still like, well, it's only so much. Like, you don't know what Embiid did to that guy. And that's a grown man. Marcus Hayes is a grown man. Like, that little kid right there, he was a drunk little college kid, man. He ain't. Come on, man.
Come on. But like D, said, he was a drunk college kid who had them beer muscles that felt that he had a shot at whooping Kelsey's ass.
Listen, like I said, if you want to talk about one, you got to treat him the same way, bro. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Like, they
no,
both
I hear you.
I get you. I think ultimately, Derek, we preached the call. Ultimately, both could have handled it better than they did. Neither handled it to the point where it's like, this is the worst thing we've ever seen. Like, no one got punched. No one's in the hospital. But they both could have handled things better. I anticipate Jason Kelsey's going to offer some sort of, hey, I could be better in that situation. I don't know. You want to call an apology?
Yeah,
I don't know.
He needs security.
He probably does.
He needs security.
Yeah. I mean,
But somebody just brought it to my attention that, you know, it is kind of ironic that, you know, you grab the guy's phone and you break it. And then when he pushed you, you didn't do nothing, though. I mean,
I think that's where he realized, like, I got to stop right now before this is a big deal.
But at that point, I didn't cross the line. I'm pushing on. Well, you know me, Joe. I'm pushing on.
I thought you guys. Aren't you the one that's saying I need to represent the Sixers and all that? You're going to give that advice?
No, I'm saying.
You're the PR guy?
I'm not about to put myself in that situation. I'm not friendly when I go out like that. I'm not about to be cockeying and kicking all in folks' face. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you the nice high, and I'm going to give you the be like, hey, dog, back up off me. I'm going to give you that. And if you don't heed to those warnings, then I'm gonna go ahead and push them chips to the middle of the table. I'm not about to do all that back and forth. I mean, you know, I'm too old to be doing that, man. Too old for that.
I think Kelsey needed to high road that kid entirely. Just walk away.
I agree with you. Yeah, I don't think.
I wouldn't have grabbed the phone.
I don't think either of them handled the situations like they should have.
You can't let it escalate to something physical.
But Marcus
like that.
You cannot tell me that Marcus Hayes, calling him by his government name, didn't know exactly what was going to happen when he walked in that locker room.
So I agree with you on that. Also, let's not pretend that Joel didn't do what he did Friday to get the reaction into Marcus.
Yeah, he did, because Marcus wanted all the smoke at that point.
Joel brought it to the table Friday. He knew Marcus is going to show up at some point again. He covers the team sometimes. Right?
I think confronting him, I think, is fine. It's justifiable, even.
Words.
Right. It can't get to the physical point.
I'm not the only one that acts childish from time to time.
Well, everyone does.
Yeah, Marcus, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
All right, let's go to Mark. Actually, first, let's hit the NFL stuff. All right, so then we'll go back to the phone lines here. NFL Week 9. Hugh, what hit you the most yesterday? As there was a lot of big games around the NFL, there were some in the last games, obviously, it's tonight before the NFL trade deadline tomorrow. The biggest thing for me is that Lions-Packers game wasn't even close.
Uh-huh.
And that was supposed – if you're going to get Detroit, the whole thing is you get them outdoors, right? They're better in a dome. The Lions look like the outside team, and the Packers look like the dome team. That wasn't even a close game. They beat them up. They took the ball away. Hugh, the NFC goes through Detroit. Like, everything we do from now on as paying attention to the Eagles.
Yeah, Detroit Lions look for real.
It's the prism is we got to find a way to beat Detroit. They're the best team.
Yeah, man. You know, it's funny that Detroit a few years ago was probably the laughing stock of the NFL.
They were.
And they were talking about Coach Campbell biting ankles and everything. He got that team playing well right now, man. But to me, the conversation has to be, it was yesterday, the play of Saquon Barkley. And outside of the fact that he fumbled and everything, that phenomenal play, the backwards booty jump, to leap over everybody, that's something that I get. This will probably be the second time in what, 3 weeks that he's gotten a scepter from Angry Runs? Because you gotta imagine that he's gonna get the crown for Angry Runs this week again.
He probably will.
The running game is alive and well and is coming back to the NFL, man.
Well, Derrick Henry and Saquon, that's a good takeaway. What would you take away from yesterday's game, Kyle? Yesterday's games across the NFL?
Well, the Cowboys are done. They've been done for, I think, a few weeks now.
Well, now they have injuries on top of that just not being good right now. So they're down. So the look-ahead line on Eagles and Cowboys before yesterday started was Eagles minus 2.5 for this coming week. It's now Eagles minus 6.5. I think that tells a story about Dak.
Yeah, it feels like Dak's not playing.
Yeah.
What did Sadie say, Dak?
Yeah.
Everything's fine, though, over there.
Sure.
In case you didn't know.
Oh, is Jerry Jones talking?
Jerry does.
What does he got?
Really regret this for all of our Dallas Cowboy fans. I will tell you this, that I've been around. I've seen Michael Irvin tear up and cry when he couldn't lose anybody because he's just recovering from knee surgery. Yet his ass came back and led a team to 3 Super Bowls. I know you can be there if you're there. That room's full of guys that can get it done. I believe in them, coaches and all.
You have got to be smoking something.
Jerry still believes.
Still believes.
As his team is 3-5. The other part of the season, right, is teams officially quitting and firing people. So the Saints fired Dennis Allen today. Boy, that was, they should have done that in the offseason. And the Raiders fire their whole offensive staff. So we're getting to that point of the season here where the bad teams, they know they're bad now.
Yeah, they're starting to separate themselves. They're like, we're gonna fish and cut bait on this one.
Yep.
Getting rid of this. Dead weight.
Commanders did win yesterday again, so that the Eagles' challenge there is not going to get any easier. They're gonna have to earn it, because I don't think the Commanders are going to lose a lot of games on their own. Like, the Eagles are going to have to beat them, Hugh, when they play them twice.
Yeah, it's gonna be exciting, man. Please just let this thing stay the way, and we get AJ healthy so that we can get that matchup that we all need. Maybe we get Flex back into a late game. Can that happen?
They can't flex Thursdays out.
No, it's already a Thursday game, right?
Yeah.
No.
So they can't flex it.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, is they can't flex it from Thursday to Saturday. No, or Sunday. No, we got a Thursday game against the Commanders. All right, let's grab Mark at Cherry Hill. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller.
We appreciate you, Mark. What are you thinking?
Well, I was appreciating the comments today about Sirianni's use of analytics. And, I have to – the thing that really bothered me about his coaching yesterday when you have the chance to go up 3 scores in the first half with 17 points and the other team's doing nothing against you, the one thing I didn't hear talked about, and I might have missed it, was the disregard for the risk of injury to the people on that play. I mean, at that point, if we were talking today about losing Jalen Hurts for the season with an ACL or Achilles tear for a lousy point on a 2-point conversion, we wouldn't be talking on the radio. We'd probably be down at the link with pitchforks and torches. So,
Mark, that's a really good point. And I'll add to your point. The whole thing has a cumulative effect. Like, people have said today, well, they won, so none of this stuff really matters. Well, the fact that the game was close late, they had to keep pushing, right? That's more rushes for Saquon. If they're up 2 or 3 scores, the backups are on the field. So, yeah, they got out of it. But you're right, Mark. The more games we play like this, the more it's like it's extra plays that are not necessary.
Correct. And if you lose another offensive lineman, I mean, what would we be? Sirianni wouldn't have been a coach in the fourth quarter at that point. Laurie would have come down from his box, fired him then, and just elevated Kellen Moore, who I hope is going to take that job before we lose him to another team.
Yeah, there's a risk attached. Mark, it's a good phone call, man. We appreciate it. There's a risk attached to when you do it. Like, you could jump out to a bigger lead and kind of put the game away, or you could force yourself into a tighter game down the stretch. 215-592-9494. We'll squeeze as many calls as we can into the next segment before we hand it over to the afternoon show. And we got to get into something, and it's kind of what our last call alluded to, a play that was automatic and didn't feel that way anymore. We'll talk about it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.